can I ask you, how often do you come and shop at Oundle Market?
We try to come regularly, most months, yeah, when we can.
And what is it that you particularly like to buy here?
Well, we like to look at the cheeses and occasionally have an ostrich or a beef burger,
yeah,
and buy some eggs and some flowers, perhaps veggies, etc. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how far do you travel to come here?
It takes us only about 30 minutes to get here, on the outskirts of Kettering.
Oh, right, so you live in Northamptonshire?
We do live in Northamptonshire.
It's a real treat to have such a fabulous farmer's market here, isn't it?
Well, I think it must be one of the best, so we're really lucky, and really friendly place, really environment. You come and see familiar faces every month.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
My pleasure.
Bye. No doubt that this farmer's market is one of the best that I've come across. I can't help but be drawn to your stall because there's a great big sign here saying Wobbly Bottom Farm. And you're in Hitchin. Can you tell me a little bit more about the cheese that you've brought here?
Yeah, we are predominantly a goat farm.
Yeah.
So we make all the goat cheeses ourselves on the farm. And then we make a bit of sheep cheese and a bit of buffalo cheese when we can get milk wherever. And then we do a bit of flavour adding on some cow cheeses. So basically we're a goat farm and a cheesemaker.
And how often do you come to this Oundle Farmers Market every month?
Yeah, we are every month. And we do about 40 other markets in the, sort of ranging from Hertfordshire all the way up to Nottinghamshire.
And how do you find this market here?
This is a top five market for us, so one of the top five markets that we do every month, yeah.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, it's a very, very busy market and it's a beautiful day. Do you think I might try a little bit of some of this cheese?
You certainly can, yeah, no problem.
I've got this one here. There's a soft goat's cheese here with chives. And the chives look quite fresh on top. They're actually fresh chives that you've used on top.
Yeah, they're actually dried chives, but they start hydrating from the moisture in the soft cheese.
Nice.
So you'll find that they are pretty much hydrated by the time they get to the market. Yeah.
It looks delicious. Well, it's a lovely creamy looking cheese. I'm going to have to try this now. Mmm. Oh, wow. That's really, really creamy. But not too strong, actually. I mean, it's creamy, and then the chives come through, and then you're sort of left with a slightly sort of sweet tang on there. It's not sort of goaty, is it?
Well, yeah, the tang is from the goat's cheese, because goat's cheese is slightly tangy, slightly sour.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the onion-ness of the chives goes really, really well with it. The cheese that was based on actually won a silver award at the World Cheese Awards last year.
Well, with or without that award, can I have a packet, please? I'll take that packet. And then, so are these all the base flavours? They're all the same cheese, but with different flavours here.
Yeah, it's all the same cheese, just rolled in different spices, different herbs, from the very spicy down to the sort of sweet down on the other side.
Well, I'm sport for choice, so I think I'll get the one with the black peppers as well, please.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.